You're listening to a podcast from Cancer.net. This cancer information website is produced by the American Society of Clinical Oncology, known as ASCO, the world's leading professional organization for doctors that care for people with cancer. Today, we'll discuss chemotherapy. Chemotherapy is the use of drugs to kill cancer cells. When most people talk about chemotherapy, they are referring specifically to drug treatments that destroy cancer cells by stopping their ability to grow and divide. Doctors may call this standard chemotherapy, traditional chemotherapy, or cytotoxic chemotherapy. In this podcast, we'll talk about what to expect before, during, and after receiving chemotherapy. Before beginning chemotherapy, you will meet with a medical oncologist who will review your medical records and give a physical examination. A medical oncologist is a doctor who specializes in treating cancer with medication. Then your doctor will work with you to develop a treatment schedule called a regimen. Your individual treatment regimen will be made up of a specific number of cycles given over a specific period of time, or may involve treatment that continues for as long as it controls the growth of the cancer. The doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of chemotherapy with you and ask for written permission to begin the treatment, called informed consent. During this appointment, you'll learn what to eat or drink on the day of your treatment. It's also important to tell the doctor about all medications and dietary or herbal supplements you're taking, including over-the-counter drugs. Don't be afraid to ask the doctor any questions you have about the treatment during this appointment. Depending on the most common side effects of the chemotherapy you will be receiving, your doctor may recommend addressing the following five health concerns. First, learn about the steps that can be taken before and after chemotherapy to help prevent nausea and vomiting. These are common side effects of many types of chemotherapy, and there are medications that can help prevent these side effects. Second, have a complete dental checkup and cleaning before starting treatment. Chemotherapy can cause mouth sores and dry mouth and make your body less able to fight infection. Third, measure your heart health. Some types of chemotherapy can affect the heart. Fourth, discuss your options for preserving fertility before treatment. Some types of chemotherapy can affect a woman's ability to conceive a child or maintain a pregnancy, and a man's ability to father a child. And fifth, prepare for hair loss if that is a side effect of the chemotherapy you will receive. Options include a wig, a scarf, or other head coverings. Also, people who receive chemotherapy through intravenous injection or IV injection may need to have a minor surgery to implant a port. A port is a metal or plastic disc used as the entry site for IV medications. This way, there is no need to find a vein at each treatment session. In addition, before starting treatment, you should plan for some logistics and your scheduling needs. For instance, be sure to find out if your treatment is covered by insurance, and talk with your employer to arrange for time off from work. Next, we'll talk about what to expect on the day of treatment. On your treatment days, you may want to bring a friend or family member for support and help remembering information from your doctor or nurse. You can also help bring items to make yourself more comfortable, such as an MP3 player, DVDs, books, or a blanket. If you're receiving chemotherapy by IV injection, you'll first meet the nurse who will administer the chemotherapy. The nurse will check your blood pressure, pulse, respiration rate, and temperature. These are called vital signs. Your height and weight will also be measured to calculate the right dose of chemotherapy. If you don't have an implanted port, a slender tube called an IV catheter will be placed into a vein in your arm. Next, a blood sample will be drawn. Before treatment begins, you'll meet with your oncologist who will review your blood test results and check your condition. The treatment often includes medications given before chemotherapy to prevent side effects, such as drugs to help relieve nausea, anxiety, inflammation, or a possible allergic reaction. In general, receiving your treatment through an IV injection may take minutes, hours, or even days. Talk with your doctor or nurse about the timing before treatment begins to make sure you know what to plan for. If your chemotherapy is oral or topical, you can pick it up at the pharmacy and take it home. Your healthcare team will tell you how often to take the medication and how to apply it. To receive the full benefit of chemotherapy, it's important to follow the schedule of treatments that your doctor recommends. Be sure to ask your healthcare team or pharmacist what side effects you can expect and when to call the doctor. After a chemotherapy session, if you have an IV catheter, it will be removed and your vital signs will be checked. Your oncologist or nurse will review what side effects to expect and how to manage them. You may also be instructed to avoid interacting with crowds or with children while your immune system is weakened. Also, you can help flush the drugs through your system by drinking lots of fluids in the 2 days after treatment. While the chemotherapy is in your system, ensure proper handling of bodily waste. For example, flush the toilet twice to protect family members from contact with the drugs. Knowing the goals of chemotherapy, as well as what to expect during and after treatment, may help you feel more prepared. After your first treatment, be sure to ask for the phone number of the office and your oncologist's after-hours answering service so that you can contact the doctor with any questions or concerns. For more information on chemotherapy, talk with your doctor or visit www.cancer.net. Cancer.net is supported by the Conquer Cancer Foundation, which is working to create a world free from the fear of cancer by funding breakthrough research, sharing knowledge with physicians and patients worldwide, and supporting initiatives to ensure that all people have access to high-quality cancer care. Thank you for listening to this Cancer.net podcast.